Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, February 10. In Squiz Kids today, our wild weather weekend. The world's biggest wedding. Sydney Sixers are Big Bash winners. And a year's best and worst movies. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Wet weather chaos. That's probably the best way to describe the wild weather that Australia's eastern coast copped over the weekend, with flash flooding, rivers rising, trees falling, power lines coming down, and train and bus services being shut down in both Sydney and Brisbane. Residents of the Sydney suburb of Narrabeen were told to evacuate their homes last night as the local lagoon threatened to burst its banks. And four people were lucky to be alive after a tree fell on the taxi they were travelling in the middle of Sydney's CBD. On the upside, the rain is filling dams which were starting to run out of water and is bringing much-needed relief to drought-affected farms. And it's even put out one of the bushfires on the south coast that had been burning for 74 days. As they say, every cloud has a silver lining. On the subject of wild weather, the world's frozen continent Antarctica, just to the south of Australia, has clocked up its warmest temperature on record. Renowned for its year-round icebergs and freezing temperatures, the icy expanse recorded a temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius last Thursday. And while scientists have noted that temperatures do rise during the summer months in Antarctica, and that records have only been kept since 1961, the highest previous temperature was 17.5 degrees, which was recorded 5 years ago.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it lands. And today the globe has stopped in South Korea, where more than 6,000 couples got married at the weekend in a mass wedding ceremony at a stadium near the capital city, Seoul. It's part of an annual mass wedding ceremony that is staged each year by the Unification Church. Wondering what to buy as a gift for a couple getting married in a stadium with 6,000 other couples? How about a face mask? Many of the brides and grooms in attendance exchanged wedding vows from behind a face mask, with fears of the coronavirus lingering over proceedings. But, in keeping with the dress code, there were black masks for the men to match their black tuxedos, and white masks for the women to match their wedding dresses.
Sport time!
And it was a big weekend for cricket, with the final match of the Big Bash League being played under rainy skies in Sydney. The Sydney Sixers were the winners on the night, beating the Melbourne Stars in a match that had to be shortened because of bad weather. But it was the bushfire charity match in Melbourne yesterday that delivered the goods, with legends of the game including Brian Lara, Adam Gilchrist and Ricky Ponting taking to the pitch alongside the AFL's Nick Riewoldt and Rugby League's Cameron Smith. 16-year-old Phoebe Litchfield from country New South Wales hit 9 runs off 12 balls, but got to play alongside some of her idols in a day she said she'd never ever forget. Oh, and it was all for a good cause, with the match raising $7.7 million for bushfire-affected communities.
Pop Culture Corner.
It's Oscars time, people, which means in Los Angeles today, all of the leading lights from the film industry will be putting on their best dresses and sharpest suits to attend the Academy Awards. The Oscar is the gold-plated statue the winners receive, and the awards recognise the best films, best actors, and best behind-the-scenes efforts from the last 12 months' worth of movies. Competing for Best Movie this year is the World War I epic 1917 and the Marvel comic-inspired Joker. At the other end of the award spectrum is the Golden Raspberries, otherwise known as the Razzies, the nominees for which were announced yesterday. These awards are for the worst movies made all year, and leading the charge for worst movie of last year are Cats and the Sylvester Stallone flick Rambo Last Blood. Both films proving the adage that when it comes to making movies, not all ideas are good ones.
Time for the Quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the frozen continent south of Australia that just clocked up a record temperature? That's right, it's Antarctica. Question number two. Which team won this year's Big Bash competition at the weekend? Yep-er-doo, it was the Sydney Sixers. Question number three. What's the name of the little gold statue that winners of an Academy Award will receive today? Yep, that's right, an Oscar. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's shoutouts go to Teddy in Semaphore, South Australia, and Baxter, who's listening all the way over there in Singapore, both of whom are celebrating their birthdays today. And a special overdue shout-out to Dylan from Barara and Timothy from Mr. Page's English class at the Mark Oliphant College in Adelaide. Happy birthday to each of you, and thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out your candles. Or if you're a school with a special occasion coming up, be sure to email and let us know, and we'll give you a shout out too. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.